Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This, and I was about to slide where I didn't need to go yet. I'll find out about that tomorrow, though. Joining us today, as I try to get him to do when he's not on a gig, in most cases, and he even when he's on a gig or on the road, he obliges. From Combat Speed LLC, this is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, young camper.
How's it going, Mr. Bill?
I'm good.
You doing all right?
I'm good, yeah. I am good to go. I'm curious because I called Dave to see if we were good for today. And Dave has a topic he wants to talk about. You're going to have the duality of
training, learning. It's kind of like my favorite subject right now, man, because I'm stuck in the middle of solving what I seem to have determined to be some very interesting issues with it. And I've been going off on different tangents, but the very start point is the realization that you need to kind of take a look at where you're at, if, of course, you haven't already, in respect to your involvement with firearms. You know, why are you involved with firearms? Is it for sport? Is it for personal enjoyment? Because, you know, it is a very enjoyable pastime, very enjoyable sport, very demanding sport, not only in respect to shooting ability, but your physicality, your physical fitness, agility, stamina. Gotta be smart. Gotta know the rules. Gotta apply the rules at speed. In a sense, being on your game is every bit mental, requires just as much mental discipline as it does to have the mental discipline to be able to do everything else well at the same time. But coming back to a much easier start point, I've kind of come to the realization that what people may or may not know, and I just want to shed some light on, maybe help them realize it, is you know, the majority of firearms training is done from a self-defense type standpoint, you know, either in support of, you know, getting a legitimate permit to carry concealed so you can protect yourself while you're out and about. But just because you have a permit and you have passed whatever requirements, that doesn't mean you're good to go. I mean, you have to practice. You have to seek training. And you have to practice what you learn. That doesn't always happen. But the key is understanding what to practice. What are you actually trying to accomplish? Are you trying to be a marksman? Like from a sporting standpoint, any measure of marksmanship ability is the 25-yard bullseye. know, using a 25-yard slow fire bullseye target, NRA sanctioned target, 25 yards, 10 rounds, 10 minutes, gives you 1 minute per round, use the time wisely, and fire your best score, possible, best possible score, 110x. Is that your goal? Or, and if it is, then you need to practice that. You need to practice shooting bullseyes, and work on shooting bullseyes. And the other types of exercises that will enhance your ability to shoot bullseyes well. But if you're strictly of a self-defense, if you look at firearms as a tool, a self-defense tool, as a protection tool, then you should be practicing those types of actions or shooting that fit the expected type of scenarios you may encounter based on your daily environment. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
So therein lies the problem. A lot of what people understand to be acceptable skill, there just seems to be, in my mind, in the position I'm in, to make an observation on what's happening in the training realm, if I may be so bold, I get the impression, I'm not saying this is actually happening, but I get the impression from time to time that the level of skill that an individual must be able to demonstrate on demand before they are allowed to do a combat-related firing exercise is too high. You know what I mean? Here, and let me say it in an easier way. Let me measure your marksmanship ability in order to, and place a value on it. Let me place a value on your marksmanship ability in order to pass judgment on your potential ability to fire this combat firing exercise successfully. Did you hear the train wreck happen in there?
Sort of. See, when I go to a class, the first thing I do when I go to a class is simply put aside my ego and open up my mind and listen. I'm going to try everything the instructor is going to tell me. And so I don't really get involved.
No, I understand that part. Maybe you, hang on, Mr. Bill. I think you may have misconstrued, or maybe I just didn't make myself clear enough. What I'm saying is, I just want to make sure I deconflict. What I'm saying is there are two different things. Marksmanship skill and marksmanship ability is one thing. But fighting with guns or defending yourself is not the same thing. But it still requires skill.
Yes.
And arms.
Yes. I get that.
But you do not measure them. They're not measured the same. Okay?
Well, no, they can't be.
Marksmanship,
right?
Well, if you want to put point values on kill zones and stuff like that and go that route, yes, you can.
Sure.
But in the actual mechanics of solving the shooting problem, no. They're different shooting problems. You see what I mean?
I do. You hang on right there.
Some are sterile shooting problems. Others are not so sterile.
Hang on right there. We're going to go to the first break, and you can find out more about Dave by going to CombatSpeed.com. You can follow him on Facebook, Dave Harrington. You can follow his commercial page, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we just got to the point to where, you know, when you're getting out there, you know, he's going to. There's two things about shooting in the self-defense category. One, you have to have some skill when it comes to being marksman. But at the same time, it's not the same thing as gunfighting. Is that a fair way to put it?
Right. Yeah, that's a pretty good summary.
So, please continue, because I had to interrupt you.
marksmanship ability. I mean, it doesn't work the other way around. how to best capture it would be if you are going to maximize the investment of your time, energy, and resources, what you should be doing is honing your marksmanship skills, abilities, 50-50 with your understanding or exercising of combat-related firing exercises. You should be studying both. It's almost, they're almost two separate disciplines if you wanted to look at it as such. Your combat solving, firing related problems in combat naturally rely on your understanding of solving or applying what you know, the mechanics of shooting, and providing the immediate solution to the problem presented. And it's always going to be changing. You see what I mean?
I do.
It requires real time awareness and analysis of, you know, what is happening constantly in real time.
Well, may I? So I've always thought that in a armed self-defense encounter, there's going to be moments when I'm not going to be concerned with marksmanship so much as putting rounds downrange and trying to get hits downrange. And then I also know that in certain instances, that can change on a dime to where I have to take a shot where it has to be a little more precise because I may be in a crowded area or something, and I have to take the shot.
Right, and I agree with you on both points 100%.
Yeah.
But how do you know to exercise that judgment call?
Well, it's gonna depend upon the predicament. I mean, I'm going to have to – I cannot be –
No, it's going
to
depend on your understanding of both disciplines.
Right. But I'm going to – first of all, I'm going to have to develop those as I go. I'm just saying that my goal as I'm aiming to develop these is to also understand that there will be a moment when I have to make a decision. And I'm not going to have a lot of time to make that decision. And I need to make ready to make sure that I can handle both instances because there's not a lot of time involved in there for me to do a lot of deliberation.
Yeah, thank you, bro. You could not have backstopped what I was trying to get across better. I couldn't have backstopped it better.
Yeah.
You brought up the two points of interest that rely on your judgment, which is going to be a derivative. The judgment call is going to be the derivative of your understanding or training and conditioning in both raw marksmanship ability and fighting with guns or, you know, combat marksmanship.
Well,
the sum of those two moving parts should allow you to make the right call.
Right.
And survive.
Right. But to that end,
but
this is what
it's so important.
Well, I'm making two changes to my training. I'm making two changes to my training this year. Hopefully, you'll get to streamline those later on this year, but here's my two changes. I never shoot with a timer, but I'm going to change that because that's where the combat shooting comes in, doesn't it? You got to be fast. You got to be quick. You got to be quick in between shots. You got to be quick on the throw, the first shots.
There's a train wreck. There's a couple of instances, man. It's not as easy as I would, I guess, make it sound at times. But dig this, man. Here's the first train wreck you're going to experience. First, I'd like to touch on, you know, your use of the timer.
Right.
Be judicious with it. A timer will destroy you. you have to be, if you're not used to working with a timer, give yourself plenty of time to get anything done. The, you know, if you think you can do it in 3 seconds, give yourself 5 seconds.
Sure.
And then start taking away in half second increments until you develop an awareness of time and can start to judge time.
Right.
Now, dig this. The first train wreck is, in a marksmanship sense, when you're studying strict marksmanship, dropping a shot or missing is really not allowed. I don't care who you are, where you've been, what you've done. The reality is dropping a shot is frowned upon heavily. And if you drop a shot, you're frowned upon. It's not good. So you always strive, no matter what your group looks like or your target looks like, to get all your hits, period. Now, dig this. The first train wreck in balancing both disciplines is when you start studying combat marksmanship or fighting with guns, you're going to miss. It's foolish to get into fighting with guns thinking that you are going to hit all the time. Everything that you want to hit, you are going to hit. That's foolish thinking. It's not always the case. As a matter of fact, there are applications of fire in which the intent is to not hit, but to influence the target. So, you know, you're kind of missing on purpose. It takes, you know, do you have the reserve ammo to even get into applications of fire and using them, you know, for their benefit? Because it takes ammo, but you're certainly not hitting anything. So that's kind of a train wreck for some people, because they want to take this strict marksmanship. You never miss, or you never even do anything that looks like you're willing to miss.
Hang on right there. We are in the break. We'll be right back. We're deep into duality right now. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep going up. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up another penny from Monday to $3.37 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in nearly 2 months. The lowest statewide average is in Mississippi at $3.02 a gallon. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is set to speak on the phone with his Russian counterpart today about the tensions over Ukraine. Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are expected to discuss the buildup of tens of thousands of Russian troops on the Ukraine border and concerns over an invasion. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady is officially announcing his retirement from football. Brady posting on his Instagram, he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. The 7-time Super Bowl champion set to turn 45 just before next season begins. USA Radio News. parts of the United States are bracing for a winter storm. The Weather Prediction Center saying the storm will start tonight and go through Thursday morning. The Southern Rockies, Central Plains, and Midwest could get between 6 and 12 inches of snow. More than a quarter inch of ice is possible from Texas to the Ohio Valley. Winter storm warnings are in place for the Great Lakes region of Ohio and Michigan, all the way to parts of Texas and Colorado. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reminding everyone in his state,
as precipitation falls on these roadways, in addition to black ice, which is hard to see and even more difficult to navigate, there will be other road conditions that could put your life in danger if you use those roadways. So we urge our fellow Texans to proceed with great caution as you choose to travel about your region.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. I was really listening to you hard. The break caught me completely off guard. So if you wish to continue on from there, I would love to hear what you got going on, because I am taking notes.
Okay, man, I'll continue if you can remind me what I was talking about. I mean, I got the gist of it, but...
Well, we were talking about the train wreck that, you know...
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You know, the time, we were talking about the timer and everything else.
Yeah. The train wreck between the marksmanship realm of being frowned upon for dropping a shot ever and the reality in respect to combat marksmanship, missing quite often, you know, even on purpose. So dig this. In the marksmanship realm, let's look at this. There's a transitional phase. And I don't know what you would call it other than a transitional phase between, you know, strict marksmanship and combat marksmanship, where, and I'll just ask you in the form of a question, have you ever fired on a target fast enough to miss it in order to see how fast you could possibly hit it?
Yes.
Did you understand what I meant?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that actually confuses people sometimes. And people that are locked into that strict marksmanship thing, dig this. I've experienced this, you know, as a trainer, not too often. Every once in a blue moon, you'll come across that guy that was normally kind of a heavy law enforcement influence, but they're strict marksmanship guys.
Right.
Whatever discipline they chose to pursue, that's the end result. And they have a real hard time firing because they're not seeing that perfect sight picture.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
I do.
Frankly, in the type of firing that I do when I'm working at speed, I never see a perfect sight picture. When I'm working at speed solving, you know, kind of a heavy combat marksmanship problem, I'm always working with good enough. And sometimes not good enough, you know, but I make it work.
Well, let me ask you a question here. So, like with me.
For the sake of time.
When I'm training to engage someone. First thought is when I'm going fast, primarily because, one, I don't have cover. I don't have cover, so I have to beat him to the shot, and I have to shoot him enough to where he never shoots at me. Because if he shoots at me and misses, he might hit somebody with
me. Okay, but why don't you have cover? Are you giving me a scenario?
Well, like in a self-defense scenario where I'm just, you know, standing around, I like to go out and film things. I'm staying around. I'm filming things. My camera's down. I'm aware of things happening. Things begin to occur.
Right.
Camera goes.
Okay, so this
guns
is a
out.
Training scenario.
Yes. Now, so with that, I'm shooting that fast. One, to get him to engage with me. Two, I'm sending this to him. And when I think about shooting that kind of fast, my acceptance of where I'm hitting expands from something the size of a quarter to something the size of a platter.
Okay, well, check this out. My impact zone expands from into the size of the earth the moment the dude does whatever he does that turns himself into a target.
Right.
Because under the circumstances that you describe, if I were to find myself caught in the open, I may, depending on time, speed, distance, begin firing like into the ground and track up into the target.
Right.
Simply as a distraction or a distractor to the target or anyone else around. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm doing it because I know I'm behind the power curve. I have to do something. You understand what I mean?
I get it exactly.
So if I can get the gun up and out and going bang as soon as I can as a distraction and track the gun into the target of choice, then, you know, and maybe that'll help. Man, do it. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean,
sure.
But yeah, the hitting is everything. You can always clean up your hits, you know, circumstances allowing.
Right.
But he who hits first generally wins.
That's right.
That's how it generally works.
At least I've got to be disruptive enough to keep them from taking a good shot at me.
Right.
I've got to, and I mean like that shooting in front of him and everything else. That's going to be, most people are going to be very distracted by that.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them don't. Most bad guys that would be out here in the civilian world, they don't have a combat background where rounds hitting in front of them, you know, doesn't freak them out altogether. Except to look for cover.
Right. Well, so, you know, that's the whole thing about cover, you know. How do you replicate that in training? And it's difficult. And the fact of the matter is you can't replicate proper use of cover in training or competitive shooting or any of that. For one reason only, I don't concern myself with it. Other
right.
than whatever the rules are for the game, The simple fact of the matter is, it's intuitive. When someone is trying to shoot you, you will figure out how to use cover properly. So don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
I do. I just
if you don't, you won't have to worry about it.
Not very long.
Ever again.
Not very long. No, you'll go for the big cover then. You'll be in the big cover.
Yeah, you'll go for the, I don't know what it is, 6 feet.
6 foot undercover.
Yeah. But it's an interesting thing, man, because each one of these, I guess, categories, what I did, and actually what I'm currently doing, I'm looking at a, I don't know if you ever need, this is Sideline Bob Gig, I don't know if you ever need like a whiteboard, a large whiteboard, but to get around buying an actual whiteboard,
yeah,
which are stupid money. I couldn't believe how much they want for a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Go to Home Depot and score that bathroom wallboard. Same thing. But, like, stupid, you know.
Hang on for me, one.
Money.
Hang on for me. Talking to Super Dave. When we get back, I ordered the Super Dave rig. I want to discuss with him what I got coming up with that, just to get his pointers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. If you want to follow him on Instagram, go to sdave_Harrington. And there you can learn the riddle of why certain people think he looks like Viggo from Ghostbusters 2. It's sort of preposterous. You get that right. Dave.
Yeah, man. You're
much meaner looking than Viggo. You're much meaner.
I was
meaner.
Paying attention to what you were saying so hard, I didn't realize you were talking to me. Yeah.
So anyway, I have ordered the Super Dave rig coming, which I expect I'll get it next week because I think he's got something going on right now. And this is going to be a holster and I think 7 mag carriers. Does that sound right to you?
7 is correct. Because you should have 5 left side. If you're a right-sided firer, you should have 5 left side and 2 right side.
In front of the gun.
To be worn in front of the gun, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. Because I, too, like the Glock 45, which is the 9mm Glock that looks like has a 19 slide and a 17 frame, lower, grip, whatever you want to call it. And I'm thinking when that thing gets here, I'm just going to go find another Glock 45 and maybe do a couple things, you know, switch the sights out to big dots because I really like big dots. And then that's going to be the rig. I'm just going to carry pretty much a plain Jane Glock in that. And go from there and start running from there.
Okay.
One thing I think, and one of the reasons, now I know one of the reasons you carry magazine, as many magazines as you carry, is for ammo. But I would, now, I'm just guessing, do you also, when you're thinking about how many magazines you carry, right, but do you all, are you also thinking about magazine failure? Is that why you carry as many magazines to where if you do
have
to,
it's contingencies. See, that's where, by appearance, if you look at my rig, you're like, whoa, dude, why do you need so much ammo? And it's like, okay, well, cool, let me explain. It's not just because you can doesn't mean you should carry much ammo.
Right.
It's for contingencies, and allow me to explain. You have 5 left side, to right side, your basic loadout is seven, okay, because you got the one in the pistol, okay? That leaves that fifth, the rearmost mag holder on the left side, empty, okay? Because you have, you know, the pistol's loaded in the holster. Now, that mag holder is now your reserve mag manager. If you have a reduced, or as you generate reduced capacity magazines, that first reduced capacity magazine that you want to retain will go into that empty mag holder. You with me?
I am.
Then you take the next capacity mag, which would be the fourth mag, and put it into action. And that empty mag holder, that fourth empty mag holder, becomes a divider between your reduced capacity magazines and the forward capacity magazines. And so forth. Okay? Now, coming back to the beginning, you have a full loadout. Your pistol's loaded and holstered. Your fifth mag pouch is empty. The first left side reserve mag is your emergency load mag. The second reserve mag is your emergency load mag in the event you fumble or drop the first reserve mag. I mean, what are the chances of that happening? I don't know, but you're covered. The third reserve mag, if you want to call that extra ammo, cool, call it extra ammo. But I like to have extra ammo. So that third mag is my extra mag. Now,
well,
going to the right side, the right side magazines are worn in front of the holster. Now, take it, I wear my holster at 3 o'clock straight. It's a 3 o'clock straight drop. And the mag holders with the mags inserted and seated do not interfere with my draw stroke in any manner. As it may appear to look like they would. They do not. Now, having said that, those two mags on the right side of my body serve two primary purposes. One, the first primary purpose is, regardless of my body position, and things change, access to your kit and equipment change, access to your reserve ammo changes when your body position changes. By having reserve ammo on both sides of my body, I should have access to reserve ammo no matter what my body position is. Also, should my left side become disabled for whatever reason, to include breaking my arm, my wrist, being shot in the hand, I don't know. I have ammo on the right side of my body that's dedicated for right hand use of the pistol. You understand what I mean?
I do.
So there you have it. It's a system. It's a working system. It's a working rig. It's right. Not just, let me wear a bunch of gear and look cool. It's a sustainment rig for what I would consider, I don't know, man, call it my Africa rig, because it's the rig, that I put together when I was in group, and we spent, I think we spent 6 months of, it was 98 or 99 in Chad.
Well, let me ask you, can I ask you a couple of other questions about your setup? Like one of the ones,
yeah.
Do you only carry Glock mags? Do you carry any P mags?
No, I carry OEM gear, period.
Okay.
Now I do use night vision sights on my G45.
Okay.
No. They are, in my experience, the cat's meow. I was sold on the Chirjicon HDXRs for years.
Right.
And the first time I laid my eyeballs on the night vision sights, I was like, whoa, what is going on here? What is it about these sights? And what I intuitively keyed on immediately was the end of the tubes are round. And what this does, and I guess they patented that, by the way, the end of the tritium tubes are rounded. And what that does is it collimates the light in the tube. So the light is organized in the tube, and it's much clearer and much sharper and brighter.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We're running out of time. I will let you know when mine gets here and then get it set up and
We're done for the day already?
Already. It's a quick hour
when
we're talking.
Today.
Yep. Good topic, though. I like the topic. At least I know I'm thinking the right way. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity, man. I always enjoy talking with you, man.
Roger that. Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.